Hi guys, this is the Tacticos, episode 12. Hope you're all good, keeping well. Obviously got Jane with me. He's a miserable cunt he is right now. Three nil.
For every time.
Bro,
Every
you haven't
time.
had one episode that's good for you, you know.
Shut up. For every time the episode, the name of the podcast changes, bro.
But
This time of Tacticos. Tacticos, bro.
Let people
Simple,
decide
man.
for themselves, isn't it? You know them.
You're adding
We gotta
confusion,
let them.
bro.
You know, like what's it called? You know, certain brands are called different things in different countries, isn't it? You gotta keep it flexible worldwide. How about you?
Start for the United game.
You haven't had one good episode, did it?
How? I think the Chelsea one we won. Oh, is that same? This is, yeah.
Yeah, as in, yeah, we haven't recorded straight after Chelsea. Obviously, there's been 2 weeks since, two games, sorry, should I
Yeah.
say, since we recorded.
So I'll just go from that game to this game. But yeah, that game was really good performance. Desire was there. I think we should have scored more. We could have had like three, four goals in the first half. Should have had three, four goals in the first half. Smoked the game. That's probably a bit of like sums it
That
up.
Sterling chance was pissed me off, man. When
Which
he
one
went
was
through
that?
one
The
goal
one
and
in
then
the first
obviously he
half?
squared it to Jackson. I don't know
Yeah.
what the calamity. Because that was 1-1. Was it 1-1 then? It was
Nah, it's
1-0.
one
Yeah, he
nil.
scored after, innit? Yeah.
Yeah. But even before that,
Nah,
man, like
you should have wrapped it.
the chances were few and fair, like, when it comes to both the teams. I think first half we had like 20 shots. They had like five. But a lot of our shots were, like they should have scored a few more. Overall good performance, I can't dispute that one. And then obviously go on to Bournemouth and then it was just absolute chaos, shambles, mate.
That's what I don't understand. How
But
can you go from one, you know what I mean, from one.
and I think that's the confusing part at the moment for like everyone. I think even the manager, there's people want to put it on the buck of the manager. Like, what's he gonna do? Is he gonna put the fucking ball in the back of the net? Like they're missing like chances on chances. They can't do basics at the defense. They've gone from that performance at Chelsea to this performance at Bournemouth. I don't understand. It's the same crop of players that are like causing the issues, and until you don't get rid of them, you're never going to really progress. Like, it's going to get worse before it
100%.
gets better. Let's put it that way.
100%.
This is just the start of things getting bad. I don't think things will start looking up for United until probably about Jan. Jan onwards. I think this end of the year will be bad.
But that there's
And
so many
I think.
games coming, you could lose so many points until the end of the year. That's the problem.
Yeah, and the thing is, we probably will, but I guarantee you we'll probably be like 6, 7 points off,
Off
like
top four,
top four.
yeah.
Even with all of that, and then after Jan, we've probably had well, we've got probably one of the hardest fixture run-ins coming. So we've got Bayern next, then Liverpool, and then we've got West Ham away, Villa away. Sorry, Villa at home and then Forest away. So hard games, very, very hard games. Don't expect much in terms of points on that front. But after that, I think we've got a smoother run in. We've got some key players coming back. Casemiro coming back, Martinez coming back. Those are the two key players for us. And they kind of dictate a lot of our dimension of play. And then I think once they kind of come in, we'll see a bit more solidity and obviously, like, a bit more consistency probably from that moment in. But at the moment it's just going to be kind of like it's going to be haywire, from now till Jan. And I think coming on to the manager, I don't sacking him. Fortunately there's no real rumors of sacking him, so which is good.
There shouldn't be
No one's really,
realistically, you know.
yeah, there shouldn't be. Like, last season was amazing, got third first season. And then won the cup. So that was too rosy, if you know what I mean. that
Paper
was
cracks, you mean?
too rosy. Yeah, like it was, 100%. Like it was too rosy that for a first season, so you kind of knew from that moment in it wasn't going to be easy, smooth sailing. There was a lot of people saying that, oh yeah, we go for a title challenge. Nah, bro,
Well, this is the
we're
thing,
nowhere
like
near
after the Chelsea game, you were 3 points
title
behind
challenge.
City, and everyone's like, oh, we're only 3 points behind City. And then obviously now you're six because they won and you lost. So it's like United fans get too gassed. That's why I don't talk to United fans anymore. Apart from you, I don't talk to any United fans. The WhatsApp group was quiet this weekend. Quiet. After Chelsea, it was a bit rosy,
Bro.
like you said. Then the WhatsApp group Saturday afternoon, or they play yesterday. Quiet.
Nah, I'll be honest with you. I think generally the fans are quite realistic. I don't think there's
But
anything
now,
like
I think now fans are
we
realizing
know.
what we've said previously. Players like Rashford and Casemiro
No,
and
but
these players
the
sort of play, they're
point,
not good enough.
but we've been saying that for time
Nah,
now in
after
terms of like
Rashford
our own
scored
fan base.
30 goals, whatever he was last season, you man were on it. You man were on it this season,
Nah, bro.
Bruno and
Nah,
this.
even last season, I said it as well. Like, don't offer him a contract, sell him. I said it. Sell him in the summer, don't offer him a contract because a lot of his goals that he was scoring was individual goals. And they were kind of just like he would blast in and they'll kind of go in. But there wasn't a team goal in there, like in terms of his performance. His tracking back was poor. He still have the same old shit. If he can't skip past a player, then he's kind of he'll lose the ball and that's it. He's done that. He's kind of got two tricks up his sleeve, and if they don't kind of work, you can easily lock him up. And obviously last season he had that kind of momentum, that form, so it kind of worked in his favour. But when those things don't go your way, it's you see what we see now. Very kind of lackluster performance. But I think, yeah, he was probably one where I think some fans obviously put him on a bit of a pedestal, but I think the rest of the crew, I think everyone kind of knew where they kind of stood on them. I think Casemiro, everyone knows that you're only going to get like, even when we signed him, you knew you were going to get probably 2 years max out of the guy. You're not going to get anything more. He's 30 when he signed, 31
In
now,
the season's 32, I think, isn't
Premier
it? Pretty
League.
much.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes in the season, which I don't mind if he goes, because
Well, you better hope it's Saudi,
maybe we
bro.
have to
Otherwise,
go
you
to
ain't getting no
someone else.
money back for him.
I think he will go to Saudi. I don't think we're not going to really get much money off any of our players.
But even
I
if
don't
you get
think we
30
have
mil for it,
anyway.
that's all right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it is what it is. Like you've got to factor in the wage element as well. When you offer players high
What's he on?
wages, you've got to compensate. I think he's on like 300. You've
Fuck
got to
off!
compensate. Not that
30,
that's
300, is
not
he?
that that's
Oh
yeah. But you have to
my
bear in mind when he's at Real Madrid, he's earning
Your
more.
wage structure's mad. Your wage structure's
Yeah,
mad.
100%. But you got to bear in mind, like when you're signing a player like that, who's come from Real Madrid, he's not going to come in at 200k.
No, but the thing is, I understand 300k to a certain degree, but you gave me what, 4 years, didn't you? That's the worry as well.
You can't go and sign a 60 million pound player and give him a
Bro, you don't
three-year
sign the
contract.
player
He's
in the
not going to
first
sign.
place, bro. You don't sign the guy in the
Yeah,
first
I know,
place.
but like again, that was like a panic
It's
decision,
like
isn't it?
us giving
Like it was
now
a panic
Partey
move.
fucking 280 grand or whatever it is. And he's not gonna do
It's not
nothing.
the same.
Why?
No, but that's not the same because we've gone and signed him
Okay,
from
yeah, if
Real
we did,
Madrid.
yeah, okay.
He's gone and won five Champions League. Partey, in the grand scheme of it, doesn't even tie
No,
a
but you're
shoelace.
talking as a but talk about it, Partey Arsenal's been better than Casemiro United. That's a fact.
Last season, that you
Oh,
can't say that, bro.
100%.
But last
Nah.
season, without Casemiro, we wouldn't have got third and we wouldn't have won the cup
Bro, without Partey
last
last
season.
season, we're battling top four, arguably. Because there's no one else that can play that position. It's the same thing. It's the
Yeah,
same
but
thing.
like, but the
Last
premise,
seat,
bro,
bro,
performance
Partey
where
took
we
us
were
to a
last
title
season.
challenge. Where Casemiro, you man, top four.
No. Partey didn't take you to the title challenge. William
Nah, he
Saliba took
didn't.
you
He
to the
didn't.
title
Nah,
challenge.
nah, nah, nah.
He did.
The only thing.
So then, when William Saliba
Yeah,
got
but look,
injured,
no, but look at the backup.
yeah,
Look at the backup, bro.
why were you complaining that he was that oh we lost Saliba and
Yeah, but because the
that's why
drop
we
off is
lost Saliba.
massive. The drop off is huge.
But there you go then. So the impact of Saliba leaving the team compared to
No, but
Partey
you're
leaving the
saying
team, it was far greater than Saliba leaving the
But
scene.
then that makes no sense too, because that I can say because I
How
can
does that
say, "Oh,
make any
Rashford
sense?
then." If Rashford left the
What?
team, then that's it. You wouldn't have title challenge as well. He's more important than Rashford.
Who? No, he wasn't. Because we saw games where Casemiro wasn't
But you
playing
take
and we
Rashford's
lost.
goals out of the team.
Every
That's it.
game
Nothing
Casemiro
happened.
didn't
You
play, we
lot
lost.
finished what?
We lost.
Tenth or whatever.
No, because at the time, in even when Rashford wasn't playing, I think there was quite a few games where he wasn't playing. Well, he played most of the games, but the games that he didn't play, we still got the goals. But when Casemiro didn't play, we lost. We didn't even get like points, bro. Like it wasn't even a draw. We
No,
lost.
but
It was straight
let's be
up. It
real.
was a lot.
Your expectations of last season in terms of with Casemiro, without Casemiro, weren't the same as what our expectations were throughout the season. We were expected to win every game, pretty much, apart from cities.
That's
That shows the caliber of players that we have in our
because
team,
of
how
where.
important they are to the team.
That's because of the flow and
Nah,
everything. That
we're
there's a
not.
lot of factors.
Casemiro, bro,
Yeah,
you're
they
telling me
are, bro.
Casemiro was better than Partey last season? No, man, I'm laughing.
I'm saying he's more influential, bro. He was probably better than
Yeah,
him.
that's what I'm
You can
saying.
pull
I'm
up
not
stats. You can have a look
influential
at it.
to teams
You
is
can have a
more
look at it
is
as well.
different per team. You can argue, yeah, like you said,
You can have a look at it as well.
Saliba's probably more influential in our team last season than Casemiro. I agree with you there. But in terms of
Yeah, but then
performances,
you're saying that Saliba was the reason. I mean, Partey was the reason that you went on a
no,
title
he's one
tour.
of the
But
reasons.
then now
He's
you're
one of the
saying
reasons.
Saliba's
He's
more
one of the
influential.
reasons we were there. Because the drop off is mad, bro. We've seen it this year. Jorginho. Or play, I mean Rice obviously because he's coming in the team and done sick. But let's say Rice wasn't there, we would expect Jorginho to play DM 38 games or whatever, 30 plus games at least. Never gonna happen. And Jorginho came in January last year. It just never gonna work. It was just never gonna work. That's why I say, let the people decide, innit? We'll let the people decide. I'm saying he was better than Casemiro.
Depends
You're saying
what the
influential. That's two
depends
different
what
topics.
depends. But even if you look at the stats, I'm pretty sure the stats were swinging
No, but the
Casemiro's favor.
stats, come on, man. The stats for DM is different, bro.
Why?
I bet
What
Casemiro
else
had
are you
better
looking at?
stats than Rodri. I
What
bet
else
he
are you
had better
looking at?
stats than Rodri last season.
What else are you
No, but
looking at
you were
then?
talking how pivotal. It's more of an eye test, isn't it, as a DM? It's definitely you can't look at stats. Toni Kroos is gonna have
I think there is
better pass
element.
completion than these two, man. But you can't say he's as influential or was had a better season.
It depends what that DM's purpose is, because some teams the DM is a deep lying playmaker, whereas some teams the DM is a ball winning midfielder. You know, so it depends. You know what, like someone like Rodri, he's kind of like
He's a hybrid
a
of the
deep
two,
lying
really, as
playmaker.
well.
Yeah, he's a deep lying playmaker. He gets, like you've seen in big games, he comes forward, he gets the goals. And then Stones is the kind of guy who breaks it out, you know. So it depends. You know, for us, Casemiro
He's a ball winning, isn't it? He's more of a ball winner than playmaker.
he was ball winning, but a lot of the time we relied on him to hold the ball. So, you know, he was that kind of pivot. He was the pivot last season, you know, so where he would pick up the ball, he would move it forward, and obviously we saw how many goals he got last season. He got a fair few, and we've seen that this season as well. You know, he's, I think at one point he was a top goal scorer, you know,
But
for our
that
team.
says more
But
than that says more about the attackers and Casemiro himself. Do you know what I mean?
yeah, but I think, but he's obviously continued that form on from last season, and obviously I think his role is a bit different. So he is required in our team to push forward because, yeah, like you said, we don't get goals. We don't have like a Haaland or a striker that's going to get us 20, 30 goals. So everyone has to chip in, you know, wherever it is. And he adds that extra body when it comes to going forward. So yeah, that's how he chips in when it comes to goals.
We let the listeners decide what the debate, what the.
Yeah, end of the day, these were short-term signings, isn't it? Like I think we all knew that. But again, it was panic.
But the
It was
thing is,
panic signing because look at when we
I get it
signed
with the probably, Casemiro, Varane. I get it because of where they came from, what they've done. And honestly, United were the only ones who were going to pay those wages anyway. So why wouldn't they come? Especially the Premier League. It's long-term contracts. But I'm looking at man's like Antony. Who else have we got in there? I mean, Amrabat's not been that great. You've signed Reguilon, Malacia. Where the hell's he? Dalot.
He
Like, do you know what I
leaves
mean?
more by the end
This
of the season. Yeah, but those names like
No,
Dalot
Dalot,
and stuff,
yeah, he's not been
they're like
signed, so we can't.
they're like names that have those are the so the issues are not more so Ten Hag signings. Like I don't think many people have much. They're obviously questionable, some of them. Like Antony's questionable. Amrabat's an emergency
I'll take
loan.
that. Mason Mount's questionable.
Yeah,
Who else
Mason
has been
Mount is
signed?
questionable.
Sancho he didn't sign. But again,
Sancho didn't sign.
that's more of a regime
Reguilón.
issue at the club.
Reguilón again, emergency loan. Like can't really do anything about that. Onana, I'm happy to give him
Ericsson.
time. I don't think there's much of an issue. Eriksen, I think he done bits last season, and I don't think he would have signed Eriksen if they went out and bought a number six.
No, because you got him for
And
free, so
because he
why
was
would you not
free,
sign him? That's one of the things, isn't it?
yeah, exactly. But I think if they said to him, look, Eric, you've got, you want a six, go get a six. I don't think he signs
But this
Eriksen.
is the problem. He wants Antony. They're paying in 90 million for Antony. You split it, you get, I don't know, I can't name your winger, but
Yeah, but
use your,
the
you know
thing
what I
is,
mean? Use it wisely.
they had, so Antony, when we signed Lisandro Martinez, Antony at the time was available for 45 million. And then we ended up signing him
Last
literally the
week,
last week of the
last
transfer
month.
window. And then at that time, Ajax were like, we ain't got time to buy someone else. This is the price. Take it or leave it. But that name, Antony, was on our radar list from right at the start of the transfer window, and they didn't go and sign him, and then we ended up paying the buck. So I don't think the fee is not a right one, but that's a management issue in terms of up top. That's their fault, because the player was available for 45 million. You longed it out like you always do, and then I think we lost two games. The first game of the season, panic station started ringing. Typical shit at Man United. Went and bought Antony and then
Bought
panicked and then
Casemiro.
went
But
and
this
bought
is the thing,
Casemiro.
if you're signing Antony for 90 million and they're saying it's 90 million, you don't pay it. You can arguably get someone better than
Yeah, I
that
know, but
for 90 million.
the thing is, because you've left it so late in the window now, you're kind of stuck, in that thing. If you've gone and signed him before, you get the job done. Like you said, 45 million, you wrap it up, you've got another 45 million to spend, or like we signed it for 80 million, whatever, and you still got
It's
another
got a good chunk in it, a good
40
chunk to
million to
use in
spend.
it.
Yeah, you still got another good chunk
Yeah.
to spend on another player in the squad. At the time, it was evident he wanted a right back. This right back
He didn't want
that Erik ten
Wan-Bissaka,
Hag has
basically.
wanted, he didn't want either of them, Wan-Bissaka or Dalot, and it's evident he wanted a right back. Obviously the big name when he joined was Timber. We didn't get Timber.
You got Martinez instead, didn't it?
And then, yeah, but he still wanted a right back. He still
Yeah.
wanted a right back.
Timber,
Timber
yeah,
was
Timber was
the
linked to
one that,
United. Yeah.
yeah, he was heavily linked at that time. And obviously, we didn't sign him, didn't come in. Last summer, the window just gone. He again wanted a right back, and still didn't come in with a right back. So, there's players that this guy's wanted, but they've not kind of fully gone. And obviously, some of the issues, most of the issues are with the players that have been there for like 7, 8 years plus. You're looking at some of them and you're thinking, how the fuck have you been there
The
for
thing is,
this
they've
long?
been with so many managers. What, four managers? I'd say three, minimum three, anyway. But then they're still getting picked. I mean, I don't know if that's a decision based on what they're doing or based on just because there's no other
Thing is,
option.
if you
Yeah, it's
ask you
true.
think
That's it. It's
there's
shit.
no other
It's
option.
just,
That's what it is.
it's
There's no
terrible.
other
You can't
option.
bring the new ones in.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's no other option. And the problem is, it's the cycle. Manager gets sacked, new manager comes in. When new manager comes in, there's this element of give everyone a chance. Yeah, so everyone starts on square one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now let's say, for example, Erik ten Hag gets sacked, new manager comes in, that means Sancho comes back into the pecking field. Yeah, so they're like, I'll give you a chance. Everyone comes back in. So now everyone starts on zero, everyone gets his chance, things start going well. And then you end up back in the same situation that we're in right now, in probably about 18 months, whatever you want to say. And then the new manager comes in after that. So it's a never-ending cycle. And then the players just survive.
But
They keep
this
staying
for,
and
do you think
surviving
this is
because
different? Because I don't think there's talks of
I think this is
them
different.
coming back, being sacked in it.
This is why this is different. I think upper management have finally realized now that obviously before the managers were questionable. So like, I think bar Louis van Gaal, I think the rest of them have been very questionable in terms of are they the man to take it forward long term? And I'd probably say no. Louis van Gaal, I think, got 2 months, but I think Louis van Gaal's signings and stuff like that were quite questionable at the time. And it was very dull football, you know,
Yeah, it
very
wasn't great,
dull.
innit?
It was very defensive, like dull. We'd win games 1-0.
Is that
We'd have all
international
the stats
football?
with us.
Watching United, you know.
Yeah, it was dull, you know. And then we it wasn't the best to kind of watch on the eye. Obviously, went for Mourinho, so went for a short term success. Again, everyone knows what Mourinho is like. You know, if you get success, you get it for very short term. After that, when it goes really bad. And then we came in Ole. Ole was just kind of short term to get rid of Mourinho, and then obviously gave him the contract end of the summer, and then he stayed from that moment in. And then obviously we had Ralph very short term. Ralph came out with some very broad,
Said it
potent
how it
kind of
is.
comments. Yeah, said it how it is. No one else has said
No
it
one
like
liked
how
it at
he
the
said
club,
it.
though, innit?
And obviously a lot of the stuff that he said, yeah, no one upper management didn't like it. They're like, you gotta go, mate. Obviously, Ten Hag's come in now, and they're kind of like, you know what, this we can't sack this guy now, you know, because he wants certain players gone. We're not kind of supporting him. I think the fan base have had enough now. They don't want another manager to come in,
But this is the thing, a lot
yeah,
of
because.
fans, I mean, the social media, they usually it goes for the manager's head first, isn't it? Their fault, etc. Now it's different because it's actually realizes it's the players and obviously other things that are going on in the club. But the players on the pitch, they're not doing simple things right. So it's not the
Yeah,
manager's
because
fault.
they've had like a free ride for so long now. You know, like Dallow has been there for so long. Shit, you know, needs to go. You know, there's a lot of shit in that squad that needs to go. He cleared some of it out in the summer, but there's still more. You know, it's not the end of
I'm
it.
thinking it's
And
4 or 5 years, you know. This is not.
it's because of how Man United is in terms of the structure of the club. You're right. It's not going to be like
You
a
man gotta
one
suffer,
season
bro.
fix.
We suffered in the
Yeah,
'90s and
it's
'00s and all that. You man gotta suffer.
but you man been suffering
Well,
till
that's what I'm
like two
saying.
seasons
2 decades, we man be suffer. You man gotta suffer now. 10 years, bro. Has it been 10 years? Since the last title, isn't it? Nearly.
Yeah,
Well,
10
pretty
years.
much, yeah, 10 years. 11, coming to
11,
11,
yeah.
yeah.
So yeah, like this is, like I said, it's gonna get worse before it gets good, and obviously some of the players need to move on, and that is what we're gonna see. You know, I think there's room things come out today morning. Martial's contract is not, they're gonna let him
It's
go
out in
for
the summer, then
free.
it's gone.
Wan-Bissaka, yeah,
Okay.
summer he's gone. They're happy to listen to offers in Jan for Wan-Bissaka. No, sorry, not Wan-Bissaka, Martial. Wan-Bissaka's contract has been put on pause, so they're not going to renew it.
What's he got left? Like a
Potentially,
year and
he
a
will be
half?
sold. I think he's got 2 years, yeah. So 2025, I think he's up. Lindelof, I think, is another one that will be released on a free. And I think those are the ones that are on short term. Well, the contracts are timing up, they're coming up, but the rest of them, they will be sold. You know, so like the likes of Dalot. He will be sold.
McTominay.
McTominay, again, yeah, I get he's getting the goals, but as Roy Keane says, you know, do your fucking job.
That's the thing.
Your job is not to score
He's
goals,
scoring
bro. Your
goals
job
to
is to be
paper
a
over a
midfielder.
lot of things that he's so bad.
You can't
He
do.
can't. He can't do.
Yeah.
It's true.
And I think that element of the game, I've seen this clip this morning, and it was kind of like Garnacho, amazing, you know, carried the ball, skipped past a couple of players, squared it into McTominay. McTominay, you know, there's this thing, it's called scanning. Yeah, don't know if you've heard it. So you see
Yeah.
players scan,
Midfielder,
you
midfield
know,
good
they
job,
move
man.
their head.
Come on.
But yeah, you know, they're moving their head, they're scanning, you know, they're constantly moving their head.
Yeah.
Like Fabregas, he was king
Iniesta,
at it.
all these
You know,
guys.
they
Beautiful.
Yeah, they look around so many times, you know, who's around. He's not scanned once. Yeah, he's the ball's come and he's no one around him. You know, he could have taken a touch, you know, played it. And I think he's assumed someone's next to him because he's got no ability to scan, and he's just P-rolled it first time. So the ball's come across his body, he's P-rolled it across. Yeah, he's just shifted it across, and Bournemouth have now got the ball on the counter. Yeah, but it's just things like that. Like, that sums him up in a nutshell. You know, that's how shit he was. And obviously, we knew Erik ten Hag wanted him sold, and he wanted Maguire sold as well.
West
You
Ham,
know,
the
this
links were
summer.
there in the
But
summer, and was it the summer, innit?
yeah,
Yeah, West Ham.
the links were there. Now, obviously, Maguire is an interesting one because he has probably played well. You know, and I don't think you can dispute it. You know, and saying that he hasn't, he has
He
fair
played
play
well,
played
but
well now.
I thought player of the month was a bit was a bit mad, you know. But it is what it
But
is, innit?
you know the agenda with
Yeah,
Maguire,
PR
right?
stunt,
Like,
innit?
the English media will carry him, bro. You know what I mean? If they have to carry this guy to a level, they will do so. You know, like to make sure that Maguire gets to that certain level. Now, when it comes to like obviously his performance, I think he has played well, but generally played well when United are not doing so well. So, but if I was ruthless, I would sell him as well in the summer. But I don't think we will because we don't have the ability to go and sign too many players. Like if we sell, like you know, if we release, like say, if we get rid of like six, seven players,
You can't, yeah. You're not gonna
we
bring
don't
in
have
like
a
10.
ability to go buy
Yeah,
six, seven. Yeah,
it's
you know
true.
what I mean? If it was Man City, like Arsenal,
Nah, what do you mean Arsenal? We're pennies. We've got
yeah,
pennies, man.
Arsenal,
40
bro.
million and one pence. Come on, man.
Well, you guys are spending
We're,
peas
nah,
now,
do you know what?
man.
We're spending money, but like the thing is, I agree with everything you're saying. The problem with the United is you man spend like again like on Antony or someone. You'll just overspend on somebody, and the problem with the players coming in now. Like, I thought Martial's on 200 plus, whatever it is. So these wages are going to reduce. Don't get me wrong, but this is where you got to structure it way better than what you've done it before. I don't know. This
Yeah,
is
and I think
hopefully Ten Hag can do that.
that's what's happening, I think, and that's what will happen. I think you will see like a clear structure coming into play. Like, for example, I'm still not for the whole Ronaldo being sold, but obviously he got sold. Ronaldo's on like 500k, you know, because obviously because of his salary before, he's coming at 500k. So he got rid of Ronaldo. De Gea, 350, 375, 350 gone. He was gone. Who else? Obviously now there's talks of Varane being gone. He's 350, something like that. Gone. Casemiro probably go in the summer. 350 gone. Sancho, 350 gone as well. Martial, 200 gone. So you've
That's one point
taken.
five minimum or
They are
something.
they are all of our highest earners. You know, that crop, they are all of our highest earners. You know, and then you get rid of all the crap that's in the middle as well. Like, so the likes of you know, the guys that are on
Yeah,
100k, you get rid
Eriksen,
of them as well.
McTominay, like these guys, isn't it?
But yeah, you've got rid of the top end of the high earners, and then I think you'll start to see players coming in that are young, probably not earning as much. Like 60, 70k, you know, around that bracket, you'll start seeing that. And then those are the guys that are gonna earn their wage. You know, so
What's
they
someone
will
like
have to
Garnacho on
perform
right now?
to get the new contract. I think Garnacho is on like 70, 80k or something like that. Which is which
That's all
I
right.
think is
That's
fair.
standard though. That's normal right now.
Yeah, and I think because of his like his ceiling and his hype is high, you know, like I think when he broke onto the scene it was crazy. And again, he's right now he's probably one of our best players. In given this how shit we
There's
are, he's probably
potential
one
there
of our
though. You
best
know what
players.
you're
But
expecting because of what you've done. So
yeah, his ceiling is mad. You know, he is top. Like he can be a top
it's
player,
up to him to
you know,
decide
like
though that.
to that level. Yeah, so like I'm not too fussed about him. Obviously the other guys that are there, they're not on that high salary. Højlund, I don't think it's on that much either. So the ones that have come in, they're not a concern. I think it's the ones that are already pre-existing, already there. And obviously that's where Ten Hag's kind of trying to restructure it.
I'm not saying,
It's
yeah,
gonna take time.
100%.
You know, it's gonna take time.
I'm not going to say similar to Arsenal, but you know how we got rid of Ozil? We gave Ozil a big fat bag and had to get rid of him. Same with Aubameyang, gave him a big fat bag, obviously based on credit, but again, he was on a fat bag. We kind of broke the structure a little bit. We had to get rid of him. I think Lacazette was on something stupid as well. But you know what I mean? You have to do it. Yours is so many players. You have to do it slowly. Like you said, you're not going to expect five in, five out at least. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we will see a lot of players go out, but we might not see as many come in, you know. So that's what will happen, you know. But I think that's fine, you know.
You'd rather
Like,
get players out than
and
in at
I'd
the
rather,
moment. It's weird to say that, but
I'd rather have a smaller squad.
for him to just work on certain
I'd rather,
players.
yeah, a smaller squad than a big diluted squad, just full of nothing. And then with a smaller squad, obviously. Like if you need to bring for your under 21, some of them just bring them in for a couple of games, you know, like it's not a problem. But those under 21s will probably give you a better performance than what we're seeing by some of these
The
first team
difference
players.
it makes, I think, in the summer if you get Champions League football, then it's a bit difficult to have a smaller squad, obviously. And Mans would want to stay because of Champions League football. If you got Europa League, I think it's a bit easier to ship guys out and bring players in that are a bit less known.
Think some of them are like out of contracts, so we've got benefit there. And then I think they will be ruthless in terms of sales. So I think they will just, he will trim the squad. You know, he will trim it big time. Because I think it's more like there's a person, he's realized there's a personnel issue now as well. So some of these guys are toxic within the squad. So it's, do I keep him as a number, but he's going to cause me problems? That's the dilemma. You'd rather that player be gone. You know, and that's the situation that he's at the moment. So, and I think we will see that. I think in Jan, Sancho will move on. Van de Beek, yeah, well,
Oh,
he's another one that's just
yeah.
there. Like he's going to be gone in Jan. You know, now there's rumors that, you know, for the first time ever, United are actually quite are going to be active in Jan. Now, what active means, I don't fucking
Yeah,
know.
but if active
Yeah.
means players are going, that's not bad, isn't it?
I mean, active in terms
Oh,
of
you mean
ins.
ins?
So,
Okay, yeah.
yeah. So obviously, the two targets that are quite well known are centre forward and centre back. So there's rumours of obviously these two positions that we will go for and try and get a player in.
Jan's not easy, though.
Which it's not, but I think some of the names that are linked, I think. It could be done, you know. I think because they're quite low-key type of names, young players, and they're kind of like those are the profiles that you want to go for. You don't want a kind of a name, you know, like someone like, for example, like now if United were to go for someone like Ivan Toney, Bournemouth, sorry, not Bournemouth, Brentford are not gonna sell him for cheap, even though he's not played for
No,
6 7 months.
I've seen the numbers
He's gonna
linked to
cost.
Arsenal as well.
He is gonna.
It's not
He's gonna cost
yeah,
50 60 mil.
minimum.
Now. The other thing with Ivan Toney is I think he could work in a squad where it's very disciplined. They're like achieving X, you know, they're going for top stuff. Now, if he comes into a squad like United, you know, he could be toxic, you know, because of the baggage that Ivan Toney brings. You know, he looks like a very my way or the highway, you know, like I don't give a fuck, you know,
I
that
think he
kind of
needs to be the
attitude. Now,
center man as well. If you got Hoyland, I don't know, it's a bit weird.
like if you bring him into a squad that's very disciplined, you can lock him down. You know what I mean? Like now with our squad, we don't have that. You know, there's kind of there's a lot of attitude problem, there's a lot of personnel issues in the squad. It's probably not the best move for us to bring him in. And I think that's why we're not probably linked to him. And which is good. You know, I think we is not the type of player that we need right now. And I think, yeah, like a better team, like an Arsenal or whatever you want to
Even
say,
Liverpool.
you know, he'd be more suited to those kind of teams because the manager will control that player. You know, they'll be able to handle him because the people around him are very focused and
Yeah.
determined on what they're trying to achieve. Like he'll come into United and probably he could cause more problems for us. You know, it could be like another Sancho attitude. You know,
Just
that
stinky,
kind
innit?
of thing. That's not
Yeah.
what we need. Yeah, that's not what we
Yeah.
need right now. So I think yeah, so I'd rather have low key signings come in, you know, and then we can kind of just move it from there. But yeah, like you said, I think need more outs than ins at the moment.
Big section on United there. Needed it. But Where should we go next, man? I think Arsenal's probably a good way, since you spoke about Tony. I think I seen something somewhere that we can get him in January if we pay like, it's a 5 to 10 mil up front, and then we've got to buy him in the summer for 60 million, is what I've heard anyway. And that 60's got to be done in one payment, because they know Arsenal making installment payments like Football Manager out here. So, which is, I think, if he's definitely a player that can take us to the next level in terms of our forward options. Because I mean, Jesus can play anywhere in the front three. I don't think Nketiah is good enough anyway. But if you're saying to me Nketiah is your third striker, I'd take it. So, and Tony's what, number one, maybe he's two. I'd take it. So I don't think that's bad business. What is he, 27, 28? I think he is. So he's coming. He's kind of primeless anyway, and we already know what he can do in the Prem. So even if Jesus plays in the Champions League, for example, we know that they can rotate, and there won't be no issue there. But we'll see how it goes anyway. We still got another month of fixtures before we even get to that position. So I don't know, man. Did you watch the Villa game?
I didn't watch all of it. I think I saw the goal, and then I watched the last
15, 20 minutes. Yeah.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
I
Yeah,
mean,
I watched that bit, and then it was kind of like as expected. I don't know, from what I saw, I kind of expected the game to run that way, you know, like Villa very standoffish. Because it's like, I think, did we discuss it? Was it with you I discussed this, where their formation is, it's like a 4-4-2 with the four in the middle, a
They're
four
4CMs,
CM.
yep. And they play a winger and obviously Watkins up front. So it's weird.
So it's
So,
fucking like, how the fuck are you gonna break that wall of four
it's an
CM?
asymmetric, some weird. I don't know. It just works. It just works. The thing is, at the start of the game, at the
It
start of the
worked,
game, they came out actually not pressing, but obviously their home fans are up and whatnot. And the worst thing that could have happened to Arsenal is obviously a goal being conceded in the first. I think it was 8 minutes. Obviously, McGinn got the goal. Oh man, Zinchenko again. We know a defensive liability comes from his side. I don't know what he's doing. He gets turned, and then I think it's Gabriel on McGinn. Not strong enough. No, it wasn't Gabriel. Who was it? It might have been Saliba, actually. Whoever it was on McGinn just allowed him to turn, got the shot off, obviously scored. Worst start for Arsenal. And then obviously I don't remember us doing anything first half. First half, we were so shit. No creativity. I mean, there's nothing much to say. And then I'll be honest, we came out second, obviously. Arteta must have said something. We were on them. A whole half. They didn't do nothing the second half. Nothing. We were on them completely. And obviously, I don't even know what to say, bro. Have you seen the incidents already? The two penalties?
What
So the penalty on Jesus, where I think it's Diego Carlos kicks him in the heel. It goes down. Nothing, nothing, not even reviewed, nothing. But the worst thing is, do you remember did you see Liverpool game in the early kickoff? So Mateta gets fouled by Gomez kicking his ankle or whatever he was as well. They didn't check it, but until 2 minutes later, ref stopped the play, similar how we did in the United derby, where he just stopped the play and they said they wanted to go check it. He checked it and gave a pen. But that didn't happen in the Villa game. It was the same incident. Okay, cool. Move on. This is like 76 minutes, something like that. Then we get the goal, and they allow us handball. But
That was
yeah, but
humble.
Matty Cash handballs it. So I don't understand the rules. But they said apparently the rules do say if the attacker handballs it, then it's a foul. It's not on the defender. It's an attacking rule, which is bullshit.
That
But
makes
it doesn't
sense
make any
because, like,
sense. You gotta have it for everyone.
no, I don't know. I think because of the way, I think that was a bit weird because that was a bit of like a
Yeah, just
scramble, isn't
there's
it?
nothing
Like
happening.
that
Yeah,
ball
pinging,
just
yeah.
pinged around. It was pinging around. But the reason why I say it's handball is because I've seen them given before, and that's the line, isn't it? Like, you know, unfortunately, that territory is such an
But it
ambiguous kind
doesn't
of
make
thing.
any sense. It's
And
an.
I think they just it's for them, it's safer to give it than to not give that handball. And because I've seen so many goals ruled out for that reason, I mean, we've had quite a few ruled out for that reason. There's the rule where if it hits another body part and then it hits your
Yeah,
hand,
it can't be
it can't
handball,
be
yeah.
handball. We've had instances where, like, I remember Everton away, hit Rashford's leg, went onto his hand, he scored, gave it handball. Fucking on the rule book, it says you can't give
Yeah,
that
yeah.
fucking handball.
So it's nonsense.
And then vice versa as well. Martinez, penalty, he's come sliding in, he's got the ball, hit his knee, slid up, and obviously when you
Yeah,
slide,
your arm's
obviously your
up,
arms
yeah,
are everywhere,
100%.
aren't it? Like, yeah, you're not gonna fucking put arms behind your back. Hit his arm, penalty as well. So it's one of those where as soon as I think I saw the goal go in, I was like,
It's
they're
just
gonna get
nonsense.
that.
It's nonsense. I mean, I can. I'm more upset about the other one, about
Overall,
the Jesus one.
the
Well,
penalty.
the one that wasn't a penalty,
Yeah,
really.
I didn't see that one. But I think overall, I think, like, from what I've seen, I think
I think a
genuinely,
draw
like,
would have been okay. I don't think it would be.
I think they had it on locks. Like, as soon as they got that goal, they had the game
Yeah,
plan.
you know how he is.
And, like,
We
you're
have to
gonna
grind
have
it.
to,
We have to grind it.
yeah, you're gonna have to do, like, a lot to grind that, you know. And I think this is what we were talking about last time, right? When it comes to Arsenal, you know, this was the game where, yeah, you've gone 1-0 down, you know, like, now you're up against it because you're playing Villa, late kickoff, they're on great form. They've gone and beat Man City at home as well. You know, like, now, you know, Arsenal got to turn up. You know, you're 1-0 down. You still got to go get the fucking goals. You know, I mean, even with all the pretense of what's happened, you know, you can't use that as an excuse. Generally, it was poor. You know, as a whole, the performance was poor. You know,
No.
there was nothing like clear
Well,
cut,
I
you know,
say
in
that
your
clear cut, but
chances.
hey, Odegaard had two. He should have buried. He had two
I think
chances.
one of
One
them,
was, I don't even know. Like,
yeah,
his technique is a very
I
side foot,
think.
left foot, obviously technique. I don't know. It just don't work sometimes. He's got to. I ain't gonna tell the man how to play football, but you know what I mean. You got to mix it up here somehow. You
Yeah,
can't be missing the
late
target.
and
You
then
can't be
pass it.
missing. Yeah, he pass. Yeah,
Yeah.
you're right. He passes it into the goal, and it's very so. It's, you know, he's wayward, and it's just not. You know what I mean? There's no what's the word behind it? There's no kind of like power. You know what I mean? There's no determination. It just feels like. Do you know what I mean? These are the things that's got to happen. He's got to score that goal, or he's got to get on target or do something. Do you know what I mean? But you're right. There wasn't. We can't take nothing away from that game. We didn't play great at all.
Yeah, and I think it comes back to obviously when what we were discussing before as well is, like, I think you think that you will top Liverpool in the league. I think Liverpool will top you guys. You know, like, who will finish above each other? And I think if that was Liverpool in that situation, I think they went to go and get the job done. Even same situation, they losing 1-0, they would go and score the goal. You know, and they would probably then fall off and then go on
You
and
want the
then
next
score
one?
the
Yeah, once
next
they get the
goal as
one,
well.
you know they're
But
gonna get another.
yeah, and I think the bigger thing there was you guys were the late kickoff,
Yeah,
yeah.
5:30.
So you as a United fan historically, like, if you play first, you get the fucking 3 points. Yeah, you get it because the guys that are chasing you, they're watching. You know, they know if you get a draw slip up here, that game that they're going to play later in the day is massive. Now, if your rivals have gone and got the 3 points, like, obviously they had a fluky fucking win because, again, the referee has gone and sided with them, which wasn't a fucking yellow card, and the player got sent off, and that was it. The game was gone.
Oh,
That's
you're talking about
I
AU's. Was
think
it
Liverpool.
AU? Yeah. The
Yeah.
second one was
I think
nonsense.
Liverpool would have got a draw. I think they would have got a draw or potentially even lost that game because Palace are a bit of a bogey team for them. But obviously, typical Liverpool on that front, you know, are getting their decisions. But, you know, like, they played early. Like, you know, you can't lose that game. If you come up with a draw, you're level on points.
Yeah.
You're level on points. Yeah. And then, you know, you're still, I think, 4 points
No,
ahead of
they
City
would have
at
been
the
one
time.
point behind us. I can't remember. It was one of the two, anyway. I can't remember if they would have been.
Ah, Liverpool
Yeah,
are
the
top.
level. Well, they're top by 2 points. Yeah, so they would have been level.
No, one.
I was at 1 point. Oh, and
They're
they would have
top.
been behind us then
Yeah, one
if they'd
point.
lost that game or drew the game, they would have been behind us. Sorry.
But yeah, I think obviously they got away with that and got a jammy one. But like these type of games, I feel like Arsenal, because if you look at it, so like Ferguson and I think Pep historically are masterclasses at this. They look at games like 6, 7 games ahead. They've already got a team. So like Ferguson, like 5, 6 weeks prior, he'd know what team is playing five, six
Because he
weeks
used to
later.
tell people, wouldn't he? Be ready for
He'd
the
plan
game,
each team.
etc.
He'd plan each team because he would look at opposition fixtures and he would be like, look, this is where I think they could potentially fuck up here. Yeah. And this is where you come in and we've got to fucking get that 3 points. But he'll tell people like 5 weeks in advance. Now, if I'm Arteta, I'm telling people this Villa game, do not fucking lose, bro. Yeah, because we've got to play Liverpool 2 weeks after that.
Next week, man.
Yeah.
Whenever it
Or
is,
two
yeah,
game,
whenever it is.
2 game weeks after. Yeah. So now you got Brighton next, Liverpool got us. So hard. Well, Liverpool probably beat us anyway, but
Anfield,
maybe.
isn't it? Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it's at
long, it's long.
Anfield. I mean, you guys win. You're both in the same spot. Now, when you go to their pitch,
Now it's tricky.
you have to come out with a draw now. You have to minimum come with a draw. Like before, you could have got away with a loss. Like you could have accepted a loss, and then went let them come to the Emirates, and then you play them, and then you win that game as well. So you won the home game, you've
You're
lost the
basically
away
three and
game. It's
three,
fine.
innit? Yeah.
But and I think that puts you level on points at that time.
If we
Say
drew
if you'd
against Villa.
drawn, yeah, true, yeah. Which is fine. So you've not lost ground, but now you could be 4 points off them.
This is the thing. This is the thing.
Yeah, so
The thing is, I agree with what you're saying in terms of they would have won or they could have gone on to do way more than what we did in the Villa game from behind. But I think that's also because of when I look at our team, when I looked at the team on Saturday and we played, there was no, and I looked at the bench and I thought that there's no one here, maybe apart from Trossard, that can change the game. If I look at Liverpool's, I'm looking at a minimum three players that can change the game, that can come on and refresh it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just change, provide something different. I think Harvey Elliott came on. You could
Yeah.
argue Gravenberch can come on. I don't know who else is. They've got the bench. They've got Gakpo on the bench, who usually sometimes they've got. Do you know what I mean? There are a few players at least that can come on and we look at our bench. Eddie Nketiah, come on. Like, he's not going to come on and do something. You can play. You can score a hat trick against Bournemouth at home. That's fine. But if you're not going to score against, I don't know, Newcastle away or Villa away, these games are going to win us the title or put us in a better position. You're not going to. We're not going to be near it.
Yeah,
We're not
you're
going to be
still,
near it.
just, yeah, your squad is still lacking that quality
Quality. Yeah.
yet.
If we think about it, if we had Ivan Toney on the bench on Saturday, we can argue we'll get something from the game. Because he can definitely come on and change the game on his own with physical attributes, wherever, play two up top with him and Jesus or him and Havertz and just go a bit more physical up there and not re-one, but you know what I mean? We got a presence in there that we can use. So I think that's why I'd argue we need Tony in as soon as we can.
But do you think, see now, like I always think the biggest problem that you guys have is that Saka position. Because now
Because of
Saka,
what? Depth?
he plays, yeah,
No,
depth.
but
Like he gets injured, like who
this
plays
is this
left?
is. I mean, I'd argue if we get Tony in January, Jesus goes on the right. Because I'm not having Nelson. I'm not having Nelson. I'll have Nelson in like the sixth Champions League group stage game when the group's done. I'd have that, no problem. Rest him. I'm not having Nelson in a Premier League game starting, and they were expecting something from him. Do you know what I mean? It's not gonna. It's like he's not good enough essentially. That's why I'd put Jesus on the right.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
But
I
again,
think
you
that
can't play
works.
Jesus. I can't. I'm not happy with having Jesus on the right and then Nketiah up front, because this, it's not great. You know what I mean? Nketiah up front is just as good as a Nelson on the right. So it's just where do we go
Yeah.
from there? Like, there's no. The only possibilities, if you play, actually, what we could do is put Havertz up top, Jesus on the right, and then Trossard in the, where like kind of midfield, because he's done that a few games this season. That's the only other option.
It seems like you there's too
There's
much
tinkering. There's a lot of tinkering going on.
positional tinkering, and I think it's like Man City, right? Pep does it, not to the extent that I think that Arteta does it. You'll see the core players, they'll play in their position. Rodri, Diaz will be centre back, Haaland up top, Foden will drift, Doku on the left. The only one that he tinkers with probably John Stones. He's gone like slightly forward. That's it. There's nothing really much to it. But with Arsenal, you've got Havertz one game playing false nine, then he's got him playing CM, then you've got Jesus playing right wing, and then it. But it's just like, for me, if that was me, like yeah, Nketiah was never good enough in the first place. Jesus is an injury risk. Yeah, we've seen that. At Man City was an injury risk anyway. At Arsenal, he's an injury risk still. So you can't play him every game, week in, week out. I think, yeah, you go and get Tony, but I still think you need another winger.
No,
You still need
100%.
a top.
No.
You don't need a Trossard type of winger. You need a top
We needed like a
winger.
Doku or like someone like that. Do you know what I mean? Someone that's.
You need someone who's young, who's top as well, and you can come off the bench, and you look at that bench and you're thinking shit, and Saka's thinking shit as well. Like, I gotta fucking keep my toes on here as well. I need to keep going, because like Liverpool, like you said, they've got the front three is what, Diaz,
Jota, isn't it? Or
Nunez,
Newton,
and
yeah, or Nunes, yeah.
Salah. That's the front three, and then you've got Diaz. No, sorry, you've got Jota on the bench, Gakpo
Yeah,
on the
Elliot,
bench, and then Elliot
Gravenberch,
on the bench.
Bruv.
And yeah, you got names in it. You, like, Gakpo's there, a name. Jota, he can get goals. He's a name. So like, when I look at, like you said, when you look at yours, you kind of like, say if now Gabriel's not playing well, like Jesus, and then you want to put Ivan Toney on, then what do you do? You don't have someone else that you can take Gabriel off
At the
for, if
moment,
you
you
get what I
mean?
mean. Because then, yeah, like say if you just buy Ivan Toney, I feel like you
Oh,
still have to
no,
go
I
buy another winger.
100%.
Like
I think.
Trossard is just good. That's it. He's just good.
But Trossard is
You
great
know what I
off
mean?
the bench. And maybe obviously start a few games, but Trossard is able to find. He's a bit of a different. He's weird. He's not a winger. He's not a striker. He's not a CM. But he plays all of them. You know what I mean? But.
But I think this game he came on, he was piss poor.
Poor. He's just poor in general. But I don't think the team were great, which is weird. But again, yeah, you're right. He has to come on and prove his worth individually by bringing the team up. Now, I'd argue, like, if you're looking like a winger, I'm looking at someone like who's not going to cost too much, and someone like probably Pedro Neto. If I had Pedro Neto on the bench and he's coming on, let's say for Martinelli or as a winger for a winger, he's going to provide something a bit more different.
You got to get someone young who's got pace, because if you're coming off the bench, you got to
Yeah,
have
you
the
gotta scare
legs.
people with your
I think
pace.
Trossard's nearly 30 years old. He's not
Nah,
that
he's a
guy.
ball to
He's not
feet
gonna
man.
Now you look at Man City or Liverpool, Gakpo pace, Jota's got movement, pace, goals. Man City, they got Grealish off the bench. There's someone there, that's gonna change the dynamic of the game. If they're not in form, they're not going to probably do it, but they have the ability to do so, and I think that's the element that you're missing. And
It's so
I
important
think in
now.
Jan,
It's
yeah,
so
you
important.
definitely you have to go out in Jan and get someone. If you don't, I think you'll stumble like how you done last
It's
season.
so important now, especially with five subs. You know what I mean? Now you're expected to use your bench now more than ever. And if we can't even make three subs, like what the hell? What's the point of having five? Might as well tell them, yo, keep two, bruv. Do you know what I mean? It's weird though, because this season our defensive has been, we've been so good, and obviously Rice has been so good and all that. It's cool. Up
Just
top
the
now,
up
it's weird.
top.
It's like last season was different. I think last season we're still good
Yeah.
defensively. We've just gone better.
Yeah.
Today's season we've dropped off. You can tell is we've dropped off up top.
I think there's still your squad is still not like it's still your depth is
No.
not
Our
there.
starting
Like
11 is very good. After that, it's not great.
your midfield depth is extremely poor as well, I think.
No. If I'm looking at players like Fabio Vieira, again, he's been better than he was last season. And hopefully he can.
Yeah, I don't think
No,
he's a
I'm
problem.
looking at players like,
I think man like
yeah,
Jorginho,
Elneny,
like
flipping. I think
yeah,
I'd even say
Elneny, bro,
Partey.
come
I mean,
on.
obviously we spoke about him last season. It was unbelievable. But this season, he can't get fit. Like, he's just useless.
Yeah, so like like now obviously we talk about the attack, but now let's say let's say you want to take Havertz off. Who are you going to take him off for? Jorginho.
Bro. Nelson? But this is what I'm saying, that it's either Nelson or Nketiah or Trossard. I don't think anyway from Trossard, because I think Trossard's actually been really good.
Yeah, I don't think
No,
Nelson's
Nelson's
good
not good enough.
enough.
Nketiah,
I
not
think,
good enough.
and I don't think Smith Rowe is
Again,
even good
another
enough as
name,
well.
another player that's just not been fit.
Yeah, he's always injured.
Not been fit.
Yeah. But I think, there's a point in someone's career. It's like Reece James, right? Where you keep getting fucking injured and then your time is done though.
Your time at
You know,
Arsenal, a
like,
big club, you know what I mean? It's done. You can't.
is done. And I think he's at that same boat now where he just keeps getting injured. He can't get the growth. He's not progressing to the next stage. What is he like, 23, 24 now? Given how quick football moves,
We can't stand
like,
still on hope
bro,
for him to come better 2 years down the line. It doesn't
yeah,
make any sense.
you get a 17-year-old now, bro. That's in terms of progression,
Yeah,
probably
we've
more
got
than him.
that. I can't remember his Nwari, I think. And I don't know how to pronounce his name. That youngster, 16-year-old, I think he is.
Yeah, but I think there's that area needs to improve as
No,
well.
100%. If you look at our team, it's not a challenging title team. And the fact that we're there right now, especially playing so shit this season, I don't know if it's like playing
Well, I'm
difference.
looking at Villa's bench. I think Villa's bench is better than
Who
yours.
did they have on their bench this year? They had Diaby, right? Who came on.
So they got Longley, they got Zaniolo.
Yeah, good
Zaniolo
player,
is a
yeah.
quality player. And then Duran, that Colombian
Beast, big
19
boy.
year old. Yeah, he's big boy. Yeah,
He's better
he's
than Ketio.
quick.
I'll
Like,
tell you that right now.
he's quick. But like, if say if Villa were losing 1-0, yeah,
Yeah,
he
100%.
comes on, he changes
Yeah.
the game, he causes
Problems.
problems.
That's it.
That's the type of player
Legit.
you want, isn't it? And then I think they brought on mans like Moussa Diaby, Jacob Ramsey.
Good
Jamie
player,
Ramsey
man.
can do a
Good
job.
player.
He's consistent. Yeah, and I think did
Cash came on,
Cash
yeah,
came
because
on?
Konsa's
I
right
think.
back, I think it was.
Yeah, and then obviously they've got mans like Dendonka, and then I think the rest of them are defenders. But like that's a
Yeah.
good bench. There's a good balance of like how if he wants to change it. Like if he goes 1-0 down, he's got mans like Diaby he'll bring on.
Saniolo, innit?
Like and then
Or Duran, you
yeah
said as well, yeah.
Zaniolo, yeah, Duran, those guys are coming. Now if he wants to just take some guys are tired, change it up a bit, he's got Ramsey there, he's got Dendonka, those mans will come on. And he's got Cash at the back. And then I think there's a few guys injured as well. I think Buendia,
Buendia's
I don't know
injured,
where he
yeah.
is, but
There's a centre back, Mings injured.
oh yeah, Ming, yeah, Mings.
Bro, their strength
So
in
I
depth is
think that's
good,
what you guys
solid.
Yeah, that's what you guys need to like. Some of these guys they need to be shifted, man. Like, I'm sorry, but like Elneny, like he's like a fucking Martial, bro. Like he shouldn't
He
be there
shouldn't.
now.
Yeah, he
You know what
shouldn't.
I
He
mean?
shouldn't. But you can say that
There
about
was
Smith Rowe as well,
that one.
arguably. He shouldn't be there either. But we've just given
Yeah,
these
but
men
I think.
contracts.
No, but I feel like Elneny, there was a time when the contract was
No, he gave. Yeah,
expiring. He
he
played
gave. Yeah,
one
we gave him a new contract.
in United,
Yeah,
didn't it? You remember
he was.
Old Trafford?
Yeah.
He played. Someone was injured. Yeah, you won, I think, and he played in, and then he never played for the rest of the
You got a
season, and he
contract.
got
Yeah,
contract.
it's nonsense.
And you're there thinking, bro, let this guy go, man. Like he's just shit. Like if you're losing 1-0, I'm not looking at this guy. I'm looking down the line, you know.
Bro, if we're winning
Bro,
1-0,
I'm
I'm
looking at
not bringing him
Ramsdale as
on.
well.
If we're like, yo, hold off a game, I'm
Yeah.
not bringing this guy on to hold off a game. Well, what are you
Yeah.
gonna prove? Like, prove.
And I think that's it, right? You know, like you have three instances in a game. You're either winning, you're drawing, or you're losing. If you're winning, are you gonna bring him on? No. Are you drawing, you're gonna bring him on? No. Are you losing, you're gonna bring him on? No.
Yeah, why is
Fucking
he
why the
there?
fuck is he there,
Exactly. Exactly. The thing is, we've given Nelson a contract. I think it's 100K now. Now, if that's
Yeah.
based on, okay, if he can prove something and then we can sell him off for more, if that's what the vision is for him, and obviously he'll still be able to do something good for Arsenal, then fair enough. And we're looking to get someone else in. But then
But
why would
this
you
was
give?
also the basis that last season, right? Where he done Hoffenheim. Was that last
No, no,
season
last
or
season, remember
no?
he scored the goal against Bournemouth. Last like 70, 90 or whatever.
I think again, I'll be honest with you
You do
sell him
sell him, yeah, because
end of last
his
season. You
stock's
sell him.
at the highest then.
Yeah, you get rid
And
of him.
you.
He's again like 24 or something like that, whatever age. He's not. It's like a Langer, bro. Like you know what I mean? When you know when a player hits a certain age, and if they've not
Yeah,
progressed, they're
legit.
done. You know, they're finished at that club. They have to go to a lower team, get the game time, and then they might be able to revive their career. But it's not going to happen. You know, their career is basically done. Their level is a lower level, and
But
that's the
that's
level
where
that
they're going
they
to
finish their
flourish because
career
their expectations are
at.
not as high as Arsenal right now, anyway, especially.
Yeah, and then that's where
We
they
did it. We
finish as
did it
well.
with
You know,
Joe
like that's
Willock
the end of.
because we sold him for like 30 million, wherever it was, Newcastle.
Yeah,
Now
like
he's
those guys, like
revived
Joe
his
Willock.
career at Newcastle. You know what I mean? We sold
Yeah.
Iwobi to Everton for 40 million. I think he's been shit anyway, but
Jordan.
still, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We made a good business decision there.
But yeah, those two need to be shifted, and you need to kind of like you need to reinvest that money as well. You know, kind of bring in some better players.
It's weird, but we kind of have to bring in a good like midfielder now. Xhaka's missed. It's clear to
Yeah.
see Xhaka's being sold in the summer, but he's such a big cog in that system, especially being left-footed on the left side. I mean, I could argue. I think we need a left back more because I think Zinchenko could play that left-sided CM. I don't want him at left back at all. And I'll tell you this right now,
Yeah.
Tomiyasu should start left back. If he's not, I think he's injured right now. But if he comes back and plays left back, he has to play against Salah. I don't want Salah against Zinchenko. I'm captaining
Yeah,
Salah if that's the case.
I don't think I don't think he's gonna play. Yeah,
He
he won't
can't.
play
He
Zinchenko.
can't
He,
play
I think
Zinchenko. He
Arteta
knows.
knows
Last season, he
that.
got pulled all over the place with Salah. That's what they were targeting
Yeah,
because they know
I
Zinchenko
think
is the weak link.
your midfield has gone. Like, if I'm being honest with you, it's gone weaker.
Yeah.
Like, because I think obviously Rice has made it better in one instance, but then Havertz has made it worse, and then. You've obviously you've got like a weaker kind of luxury player in Odegaard. You know, you can push him off the ball, you can get physical with Odegaard, and you know he will he's not going to be able to kind of he's not like a Bernardo Silva. You know, like he's weak, but the tenacity and that skill of holding the ball, he doesn't have
Is that
that
Havertz?
level of a Bernardo Silva. No,
Odegaard. Yeah,
Odegaard.
yeah. He's not as
Yeah,
cute on the
he doesn't
ball
have
as
that
Bernardo.
Bernardo Silva.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. You know, they'll hold the ball. You know, someone will come try hunt him down. You can't. Bernardo will hunt the other player down as well. You know, he's technically that good, and I think that's what you need Odegaard to evolve to now. You need him to take that next stage, and he has to evolve to that player. You know, but with Havertz, you've got another player that's who likes to play similarly, like how Odegaard likes to play, both left-footed, and. You know, he wants to kind of progress forward on that side. Physically, tenacity is not there. And obviously, in a game like this where you're playing fucking four CMs,
Bro, we're gonna get run on. We're gonna get
bro.
run. Oh, that's what basically what happened. They outpowered us, out weird to say outworked us. You know what I mean?
You see that, I think, from last season to this season, the Premier League dynamics have
100%.
changed. You know, a lot of teams have gone better. You know, you'll be seeing a lot of losses now with the top teams. Yeah, and it's kind of like Erik ten Hag said this, you know, this league is like is Everyone can beat
But
everyone.
yeah,
You know, we're
I think
seeing that. You know, like, because teams have elevated their squads in a certain position. I think one manager's got sacked last season, bro. There was about
eight. Yeah,
fucking eight
at
managers
this
that got
stage it was
sacked.
eight, something like that.
You know what I mean? So like now's squads actually look quite progressive. You know, that no one's looking to sack the manager. They're like, you know what? This guy's doing a good job. You know, we will push. We'll keep pushing him. You know, like we will support the case here. You know, there's no swap and change. And I feel like certain managers have got a bit of longevity in them now. You know, certain
Hey,
clubs.
bro, you look at
So,
Bournemouth. I can't remember, I don't know who they managed, that Spanish guy. He was doing, they were doing rubbish at the
yeah,
start of the season. Yeah, and
Real then,
obviously
yeah.
last four games they've won three, drawn two or something
I
like
think they're
that.
one of the most
Yeah,
in-form
they're doing
teams, bro.
good now. So I think that just obviously just shows, because they could have easily got sacked, just sacked him and brought someone else in and hoped for the best.
Yeah.
But I agree with what you're saying. Squads have gone better, teams have gone better. But even like what you said, if the top team loses, it's not a shock. It's not like, oh, they lost
Yeah.
because of XYZ, usually. It's because the other team
Yeah.
actually played better, or if not, on subpar with them to get a result against the top teams. Like Villa, bro, Villa shot what? How many? 23 shots against something like that? Against City on the weekend, on the midweek, only stopped
Yeah,
them
yeah.
what, having two shots. That's next level. You don't do that to
Yeah.
City.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's like the way he's building his team now. It's like an old school Chelsea. You know, it's big. You know, it's that fucking team is
You don't want
big,
to go to
bro.
Villa Park right
You
now
know,
as
they got,
well, at all.
you know, they're big players. You know, like height wise, physically, they're fucking there in your face as well. So if you want to go play, it's like that Chelsea team. If you want to go play them, you got to go toe to toe in that aspect. You physically got to go toe to toe with them. You know, if you lose that physical battle, you're done, bro. I'm sorry, but it's long. Like no one can, you can't beat that team. And I think that's what City have got players that can go physical, but Pep's not bringing them in yet. You know, like Matheus Nunes, he's not really getting much
No.
game time. I think he came on the
Stones is
bench.
injured as well, so there's, I mean, Akanji can do it, but
Stones is coming into
Akanji can't
the
do
team
what
now.
Stones
Yeah.
does.
Stones is coming into the team now. Obviously, Haaland, I think he's had this
He's got a
injury
foot injury,
issue
yeah.
for some time now. But yeah, I think he was injured before. They forced him, let him carry on. And now he's kind of given him that break.
Club
But
World
I think
Cup's
cool,
coming up
like,
for them, isn't it?
yeah, you need that break now. So, you know, you got to go off, you know, and then we'll handle it without you. But they've got players there that can go physical. But I think, yeah, Arteta, I think the next signings that you guys make, I feel like it's key, man, because, you know, it's like us, you know, like when you sign a player, you're stuck with that guy for like
100%,
4 or 5 years.
100%.
You know what I mean? If you don't buy the right player, you're
The
fucked,
thing is
bro.
that position midfield is so key, and that striker position is so key. Now Tony, obviously, fair enough, that's kind of a given weirdly because he's just been given to us on a plate. But the problem with Arteta,
Yeah.
if you don't fucking do it, that's long. The next 6 months are just going to be torture. Then we're going to look in the summer
Yeah,
and think,
yeah.
oh, we got to spend £100, 100 million, whatever it is on Osimhen or whatever. Now, I had this debate
Yeah.
in the Arsenal chat was, would you take Tony now or Osimhen in the summer? And I'd rather take Osimhen in the summer. Because I think Osimhen is younger. I think he provides more. He's an elite. He's more elite than Tony. The problem with Tony can give
Yeah.
you the opportunity to win a title this season. So that's
Yeah.
it's the kind of catch 22. How do we. Bro, if he brings in Tony and sells Nketiah and brings in Osimhen in the summer, that's the best ever, isn't it? But we got to be realistic in what we're expecting and how much we're going to spend on a player. Because I don't remember. I mean, obviously, take Rice away from it, who's weirdly proving his worth right now. But we don't usually spend big money on players. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And coming from Serie A is
It's a
different, bro.
tough one because, like, yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one because I think, yeah, Osimhen killed it that season. Obviously, the whole Napoli team is quite shit this season, which is fine, you know. But I think there's still a quality player in Osimhen. But if you're going to look at it, you need a pressing forward, you know, like Jesus is a pressing forward when Nketiah plays there. It doesn't work.
No,
He's not
no, no.
pressing forward. You need that striker to press. Now, does Osimhen have those qualities? I don't think so. Does Tony have those qualities? Yes, he is a pressing forward. But that's not to say that Osimhen is the guy. You know, you, there is another, there is
Oh
probably
yeah,
loads of
100
other
percent,
strikers out
100 percent.
there. But yeah, I think if you can get Tony now, you get him. You know, I think
Yeah, let's worry about the
that's it
summer in the
because.
summer. It's true. Don't worry about the
Because I don't think that's your biggest problem. Like, I think if you can get a striker now, fine. But I think you're gonna have to get like midfielders next year as well. You know, you're gonna have to still get. I still think you need a winger.
No,
You know,
we need a
you
winger.
still need like
A
that top
Saka, not
22,
replacement,
23
but a
year old.
Saka rotation option, should I say?
Yeah, you need a 22, 23 year old winger. You know, not a fucking like Zaha, like some 30 year old Donny
No.
yeah, who's
I don't know
getting
what how
some
old is
like West Ham
Pedro
offer.
Neto. He's like
Yeah, you need someone like that, Neto. Like, you know, like Neto is young. He's like 25, 24,
23.
whatever he
Wow,
is.
he's 23.
You know, that's who
Yeah.
you need. You know, that if we're losing, yeah, you bring this guy on, and then you know he's gonna do something because he's got the pace. You know, he's gonna want that first team position as well, and then that's the type of player you want.
Last one before I know this is mainly based Arsenal and United, but I think we kind of needed one, because I don't even want to talk about man like Chelsea, and because
Yeah, I don't
there's
think
nothing
there's
to
really
really
much
just
to
talk
talk
about the
about.
other teams.
I think
We'll
going
find
from
out more
Chelsea at
about
the
these other
moment.
teams in the next few weeks, and then we can speak about them more. But last one, do you think Prem proven is more is needed more now than it was like 4 or 5 years ago?
I think that whole concept is bullshit, bro. I've never liked that concept, Prem proven. Like, it's just
Do
a
you know what?
load of
It
shit,
just
bro.
sounds like
Like,
man's at work hard.
it's just. You know what it is? It's the Joe
Yeah.
Blogs of football. You know,
The Bobs.
the guy who has like 2 IQ, you know, in terms of when it comes to footballing, like fucking knowledge and understanding. They'll be like, yeah, he's Prem fucking proven. You know, like it's like in the summer we had this whole debate of Harry Kane and Hoyland. Yeah, so I think Hoyland costed 80. Harry Kane was costing us 150, because obviously Daniel Levy didn't
Yeah.
want to sell him to Premier League. So we would have to pay more than what Bayern paid, and obviously the figure was lingering around that. He's 29, I think he's 30 now. Yeah, he's 30. And then the thing was Prem proven. Hoyland's not Prem proven. This guy's Prem proven. And he's just there, like, bruv. So what if he's fucking Prem proven? The guy's fucking 9 years, 10 years older than fucking Hoyland. You're spending double the price, and then you're gonna probably have to go in 2 years' time, have to go buy someone else as well. Yeah, because it's Harry Kane. He's 30 years old. He's not going to play till 36. Yeah, you know, he's probably going to have 2 years. His body's not going to
And he's
hack
going to
it
be a
after
fat
that.
contract and a
And then
wage.
I think, and then you look at all the other players have signed. Look at Villa. Yeah, bro, half that team is not from the Prem. You know, they're all fucking foreigners, bro. Like, you know, they've come from European
Look at
leagues.
cities.
You
Cities are
know,
exactly the same and they won the treble.
Kamara. Bro, Diego Carlos,
Pau
Pau
Torres.
Torres, you know, like all of these, Leon Bailey, fucking Diaby, you know, they're all like from
Even
other small
Watkin
other
wasn't Prem
divisions.
proven when he went to Villa. He was championship proven.
Yeah. But so that whole element is just, I think it's a load of shit, bro. And then that's the likes of like Jamie Redknapp and fucking all these guys. That's what they like to talk about, isn't it? Prem fucking proven. Yeah, like shut up, man.
No, they don't look at the quality of the,
Like,
because they just assume that the players in like playing in Spain or Italy, they have more quality on the ball in terms of technical ability. But they're not gonna do it. They're not
but
gonna
you're
do the
telling me, like,
physically aspect. Like, why wouldn't they do the physical part of the game?
you're telling me, like, for example, like, if we look at some of these Premier League players, like, who's making it into that Real Madrid team, bro? You know what I mean, bro? I can't think of many players making it into that Real Madrid team right now. You know, there's not many in this league that will make it into that Real Madrid team. And that's just straight facts. But I can think of a lot of Real Madrid players that are going to make it into a lot of
Yeah,
Premier League
it's
teams.
true. 100%.
Straight away, with
Yeah,
the click of a
easy.
finger. You know, so that whole element, do Real Madrid look at, oh, fucking
Spanish
Spanish
proven.
league proven. Yeah,
La
are you
Liga
fucking
proven.
dumb? Yeah, you
It's
know what I
true.
mean?
They look
And
at
it
the
is.
best of the in terms of quality of they need and obviously what's on the market, essentially.
It's funny because I read this quote and I forgot who it was. It was a Brazilian that played for Real Madrid. I forgot who it was. I forgot the name. And then I think he was close to joining to a Premier League team, and then he's like, and then he didn't join because his dad was like, "Nah, you're gonna go to Real Madrid." Yeah, so he moved to Real Madrid, and then he goes, "Oh, I'm so lucky. I play in La Liga, you know, because in the Premier League you play like two, three good games, and the media they put you on this pedestal that you're the fucking best in the world, you know." But and then in La Liga, people are realistic. Like if you're shit, you're shit. You know, they will slaughter you. You know, like. And if you play good, they won't give you the praise. You know, you have to play good for a season. You know, then you get the praise. You know, people won't be bandwagoning over you for five games, you know, because you've played well for five games. You know, they want to see a consistent performance from you. And I think it's true because, like, in the Premier League, how many times do we see that, bro? Like, you know, you see some guy play good for like two, three games, and then everyone's like, "Oh, this guy's top,
You
top,
get
top."
linked to all
You
the
know what I
big
mean?
clubs,
But
essentially.
yeah. He's like, "Oh, this guy's phenomenal, bro. That top, top, top." And then the terminology, like world class, that's like frank, man. You know what I mean? But you need to have that consistency, and then obviously go for that longevity, you know. But yeah, I think Premier League's unique in itself. But the whole concept of the Premier League proven
I
is a
agree.
load of
I
shit,
agree.
bro. Most of our league is from
It's built,
other
they've
leagues,
built,
bro.
this league is essentially built from other
From
leagues now.
yeah, from other countries, you know, from Europe, South America, bro. There's probably a handful of fucking like players that have come from the academy now. You know,
You see
there's
one or
not many.
two if you're lucky.
Yeah.
'Cause I can't,
So
like City, what, have Cole Palmer and Foden? That's all I can remember. Rico Lewis,
yeah,
actually.
but
Rico
even
Lewis,
Palmer is
actually.
at
Yeah, that's the
Chelsea
thing.
now.
Yeah, he's at Chelsea now. So, but yeah, I agree.
But even you look at all the players that have done well, like West Ham, I thought Kudos has done sick. I think Tottenham, they've got a few players, you know,
Bro, people like
that have come in and
Paqueta
done.
and wow,
Yeah,
Paqueta's
Paqueta.
unbelievable. I'd love him at Arsenal, man.
But you look at Isaac, bro. Look at Isaac. Like he came into league, tore it. Bruno Gmaraes, bro, this guy playing in the French league, and he's like, I would say one of the top midfielders in the league. You
Wait,
know,
them
Bruno
two were playing
Gmaraes.
together, right? Him and Paqueta were playing together at Lyon. It was Lyon, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
but like you look at them, they're playing at fucking Lyon, French league, Farmers League, and they both hit it off like that. They didn't need like a year.
It's true.
They
Yeah.
were killing it. They were killing it like that, bro. You know what I mean? So I think that whole concept is just bullshit, bro. Prem, you know what Prem proven is? You pay fucking 50 million
It's
more.
true.
That's what
It's true.
it
You pay more money on a fatter wage, and you basically get
Yeah.
bankrolled. Bankrupt on these shit man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's
Yeah.
no. The thing is nowadays it's so sick. Like, look at Brighton. They pick up these players for so cheap, youngsters, because they just
Yeah,
look at
bro. Look at
their ability or well. So, do you know what I mean? That's what it
that's
is
it.
now. Scouting's definitely improved.
You have a good coach, you look at their ability, you put them in a good system, how you want to play, and bro, they're gonna
Exactly.
progress. It
And
doesn't matter,
Cissé and
you know, this whole
Adingra,
concept.
look at all these guys.
Yeah,
Ferguson, look at
quality, bro.
Ferguson. He came from Ireland. Now he's one of the
Bro,
hottest
look at
prospects in the
fucking.
league.
Bro, he is next level, that guy, bro. He played at the lowest division in Ireland. The
Mad,
lowest.
isn't
Bro, how shit could that have been? You know what I mean?
literally,
Like, imagine the highest level of Ireland. That's still dead.
It's true. It's true. It's not even,
He played at the lowest
and they
of
picked
low.
him up and now he's in the Prem doing bit. Imagine they
Yeah,
picked
yeah.
him without not Prem
And that,
proven, they
yeah.
shouldn't sign him.
Bro, look at fucking Haaland,
It's
bro.
true.
But don't
Yeah,
buy Haaland,
exactly. Look at all these guys. The thing is, what they do, they look at guys like Antony, they look at a few bad eggs. Not bad eggs, but like shit guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gonna happen though, isn't it?
There's gonna be a few that are not gonna work. And there's not gonna be all of them not gonna
Yeah,
click.
it's gonna happen. Yeah, it's gonna happen. It's just natural. It is what it is. But the whole concept. But there's probably a lot more players that, if they were to move from inter team from in the league, you'd see more flops, I think.
What do you mean? So like what? If Son went to
Like for
Arsenal or something
example,
like
like
that,
yeah, I think you'll see more flops.
then? Because of what? It's not just the team, in it. It's systems. It's The club
systems,
itself.
they get higher salary, the fee comes with it. So then if you're signing so like Jack Grealish, you know, he's a load of shit. He's straight up, he's a load of shit, bro. You signed it for 100 fucking million. Like, he's got like fucking like 10 goals or something in like 4 years. Are you dumb, bro? Ain't signing in the
Yeah,
league for 100
for
million to
10
get
goals,
10 goals in 4 years. That's like 2 goals a season. Like, and he's got like fucking 8 assists or some shit like that. What the fuck, bro? You're not signing. There's a reason why he went and signed Doku.
Yeah, you don't sign a 100-man player and then 2 seasons later you're signing another player and just as a replacement.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There's one thing that Grealish does. He starts off in the left and he runs in a diagonal to the. He ends up on the right-hand side and he'll get fouled along the way.
Yeah, then they'll get something from
That's it.
that.
Yeah, they'll get. He'll get fouled. He just falls on the floor, gets fouled, and that's it. But you know, can he skip past the player? Nah, I've never seen him really skip past the player, taking my winger on. Can he fucking, you know, like dribble past the player? I don't really see that often from him as well. Can he score a banger? Bro, I think all his
I
goals are
only
like some
remember one at
tap-ins, bro. I've
United
never seen
for Villa.
a
Not for
tap-in.
Villa. He scored a banger at United. Top bins. But again, that was like
Don't remember him scoring a
Lukaku
banger.
when you after this. It was sick goal. But again, that was fucking like 5 years ago. That was a good time ago,
Yeah.
should I say. All right then. Let's wrap it up there. It's been a long gap, 1 hour 20. We appreciate you guys for listening. Again, give us a 5-star on Spotify. I know it says American football, but don't worry, we're gonna change it to soccer or whatever it is, because we don't know why it's American football. But if you are American footballer, you're listening to the wrong show, man. Grealish don't play in the
What? I mean,
NFL, man. Oh man. Anyway, hit that subscribe button, like the content, and we'll see you in the next one.